Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassewinkel of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Leaders of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association are spending the week in Washington, D.C. On Tuesday, they heard from Representative G.D. Thompson at a rooftop reception that kicked off the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's legislative conference. Thompson highlighted his plan to bring Farm Bill 2.0 to a vote in the House as early as next week. An important element of the bill is Section 12006, which would provide much-needed certainty in farm country since the passage of California's Prop 12 related to livestock housing. The section guards against a patchwork of 50 conflicting state laws that would burden producers, snarl interstate commerce, and increase food affordability. Yesterday, Wednesday, the leaders spent the day on Capitol Hill, sharing cattle producers' perspectives with members of Congress and their teams. Among the many topics, animal health priorities related to the New World screwworm, the Asian longhorn tick, and the availability of EID tags. Supporting the permanency of electronic logging devices and hours of service exemptions for livestock haulers, and the opposition of some problematic animal rights-led proposed amendments to the Farm Bill. The delegation also heard from U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, who testified before the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee about USDA's budget, covering issues ranging from HPAI to fake meat and the product of the U.S. labeling to trade. Today, Thursday, they will attend a dialogue session with Senator D.C. administration officials. They will hear remarks from Ambassador Julie Callahan, Chief Agriculture Negotiator, followed by attending a fireside chat with the Honorable Brandon Beach, Treasurer of the United States. Lastly, before any additional White House and agency officials speak, they will witness a presentation from Melissa Bailey, Associate Administrator, and Jennifer Porter, Deputy Administrator of the Livestock and Poultry Program at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Marketing Service. The 2026 North Dakota brand record is now available from the NDSA. The new 688-page brand book contains information regarding the nearly 20,000 brands renewed during North Dakota's recent brand renewal period. It also features a hardcover for improved durability and longevity, said Joan Zimmerman, NDSA brand recorder. The 2026 North Dakota brand record is a perfect bound, blue in color, 8.5 by 11 inches in size, and uses the same open design and easy-to-navigate index as previous editions. This is the latest edition of the state's brand record. The first edition was published in 1892. The brand book is available for $100 each if it is picked up at the NDSA office located at 4520 Ottawa Street in Bismarck, or $110 each, which includes postage if it is mailed. The price includes the original book, as well as 5 annual supplements, which will be mailed in approximately February of each year. For more information, email brands@ndstockman.org or call 701-223-2522. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassewinkel signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.